Let's see, what kind of berries did you say those others were that they grow in the gardens?
Well, they have some dewberries.
Uh-huh.
They're a little sweeter and not as strong as the blackberries.
Mm-hmm.
They make, but they're harder to raise than the blackberries.
Mm-hmm. And how about those red ones?
Those what?
Weren't we talking about some red ones a while back?
Red ones?
People raise in their gardens, little low bushes?
Yeah, I don't know.
Do people raise any raspberries around here?
I don't know. Not that I know of.
How about corn?
Used to be a rice amount of corn raised here, but there's not now.
When you were a boy, did you go out and get the corn and tear it off the stalk and bring it in, take the outside off and put it, and have your mother put it in water and boil it?
Yeah, oh yeah. I like that boiled corn.
What's that called?
Well, it's called roasting ears.
Uh-huh. And is this just any corn, or is this a particular kind of corn?
No, most any kind. White corn, I think, makes better roasting ears. I just eat any kind that's good roasting ears.
Mm-hmm. Just pick it young when the milk's in the kernel.
Yeah.
Huh? What do you call the outer covering on an ear of corn? The part that you have to peel off.
Call it what now?
On an ear of corn, yeah. You have to pull that part off before you can...
Well, that's a shuck.
Uh-huh. And the part that sticks out the top?
Yeah, that's a... silks.
Mm-hmm. And the part that's up on top of the stalk?
Yeah, I toss them.
Uh-huh.
I used to get those corn silks and smoke them. I could tell. Just cut them.
They aren't very good, are they?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What do you call this special kind of corn that's made just for people to eat?
Sweet corn, I guess.
That's a special kind.
Yeah. I think that's right.
Mm-hmm. And did you ever raise that vegetable that grows on the vine? It's yellow, has a crooked neck, and your wife may slice it up and put it in water and boil it for you to eat?
No, I don't think so.
Squash?
Or squash.
Uh-huh.
I never would try. Didn't look good to me.
Well, I've had some of it that's been pretty good, but I've had some of it that's been a little old.
Yeah.
How about melons? Did you grow melons?
Yeah. Not this year, but I have raised
watermelons? Or?
Yeah, watermelons.
How about those little ones?
The cantaloupe?
Yeah. What did you call those when you were a boy?
Cantaloupe.
Even then?
Or mushmelons, they're all that same thing.
Mm-hmm. Do you have those things that grow probably down along the creeks when you get a good spell of wet weather in the spring? Maybe they'll look sort of like little sponges.
I don't.
And maybe you have a variety here that looks like this.
Oh, I get what I call them toad frogs, dudes.
Uh-huh.
They're right white, and you can kick them over.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what they are.
Are these good to eat?
I wouldn't think so.
How about the kind like this that's supposed to be good to eat?
No, I don't know.
Mushroom or?
Well, it's kind of like a mushroom. But I wouldn't want nothing toad frog had anything to do with
it. No, I don't think I would either. I've never seen these. I've never been after them, but I've seen the kind that looks like a sponge.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are pretty nice.
I'm not much to eat much garden stuff.
Mm. Like beef?
Pretty good. I like pork the best.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I like a good steak. I mean, with plenty of fat on it and well done.
Uh-huh.
But just an old blue looking piece of meat, that's our steak.
Oh, yeah. tough. You put it in the pan and get it hot, and let it sit there and bubble around in the oil and the grease.
I like choice steak, but good steak, I mean bad steak, that's worse eating it.
Yeah, might just want to eat sawdust.